Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment, and that's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about the vaccine legacy. Interesting stuff. You may or may not know some of the things we're going to talk about, but it'll be great. And we have a lot of other stuff in our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm hitting the knees. I'm minding the time because it grows short. So today's devotional puts us in 2 Timothy chapter 1, where it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." And so in Psalms 31, it says, "Be of good courage, and you shall be strengthened. God will strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." That's right. So people that have a sound mind stay close to the Lord, see. And it's a blessing to have wisdom and discernment. You know, the Bible says you should pray for wisdom and discernment, that wisdom be your sister and discernment your kinswoman. So wisdom of God is foolishness unto the world. So be wise out there. Seek the Lord's face, mind time, because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, get this. Americans reject the COVID vaccines. U.S. states and cities have an increase in unused vaccine doses. Data showing that 1 in 3 doses remain unused in some jurisdictions, alongside dwindling number of people signing up for the vaccine and making appointments. So, but the rise in unused doses and the reduction in vaccine appointments in some areas have not impacted the country's overall COVID-19 vaccination effort yet. 37% of Americans are getting at least one dose of this COVID vaccine. So adverse reactions are one of the many reasons why people have doubts about getting the COVID shot at all. And many people that did get the shot, they had various reactions and to the different types of vaccines, and they didn't go back for the second dose, which, you know, is concerning the healthcare people. Well, moving along, last but not least, in the quack report, there was a big biotech companies are rolling out some tactics here to create a demand for the vaccine. They want your opinion to shift to wanting the vaccine. So big biotech agencies are in a marketing campaign because they're trying to war against vaccine hesitancy. They're turning up their marketing plan to create a demand, and they're using surveillance, rapid data analysis, media control, and other behavioral control strategies to do this. About 40% of the total adult population has almost been fully vaccinated. I think 37%, we're almost there. And according to data from the Center for Disease Control, which is really owned by the drug companies, it's not a government agency. They say the uptick for the vaccine plummeted 25% after a mid-April peak. 56.4% of adults have had at least one dose of the virus vaccine. But 5 million people, about 8% of those who took the first dose of the shot, didn't show up to get the second dose. So they didn't keep that second appointment. What'd you say, Frank? Frank says, marketing propaganda. Yes, I know. We're aware of this, Frank. So it's a strategy. It's a marketing plan to tamp down and destroy vaccine hesitancy and make you go out and get your vaccine. So they've got this vaccine pile, you know, kind of backing up. Here's the thing. Mainstream media, Frank, was worried about vaccine hesitancy. They've talked about it at nausea on the news, and they've kind of had many reasons and conspiracy theory thrown in there why people aren't getting the vaccine. But they simply ignored a Yale professor of epidemiology, Harvey Rich, who said a majority of people now coming down with COVID-19 have been the vaccinated ones. But, of course, you're not supposed to know that. Also, the reported adverse events so far, and, of course, we're only getting probably 1% of these reports getting into the hotline, but 118,746 Americans had adverse events reported after getting the vaccine, 3,410 deaths, 1,595 permanent disabilities. So 1,595 people permanently disabled, blindness, being paralyzed, all kinds of things. You know, I would look at it as a legitimate deterrent not to go get it. Just that. But we should remind everyone that, you know, there was that abrupt halt to the AstraZeneca vaccine because of the blood clots and also the Johnson & Johnson. Then it was reinstated. But, you know, those are reasons why people are like saying, no. I'm not interested in it. I'll take my chances with the virus, you know. Well, and God says herbs are here for the service man healing the nations. Do you think God, Frank, can protect you from a virus like COVID, whether it's natural or man-made? Do you think he has the power to do that? Do you think he has the ability to take that immune system he created in each and every man, woman, and child and empower it to defend you against this terrible onslaught? Frank says he's betting his life on it. Yeah. God is, you know, he shows up and he shows up big, so don't worry. I tell people, you know, don't panic, get prepared. Just, you know, do your due diligence and stay away from things that weaken your immune system and use the herbs he says will strengthen them. Well, and so I guess that kind of wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Hi, Frank. Okay, so we're going to talk about this vaccine legacy. Now, hang with me on this for just a minute here. You know, we should be asking ourselves, why is a pocket protector computer geek interested in healthcare? You know, world health and population healthcare. Why? Shouldn't that person be focusing on computer technology in that sector? Well, you would think so. But, you know, Bill Gates has used his massive wealth to highly influence scientific medicine and help combine computer technology with medical treatments. Now, to some, Gates seems obsessed with global population numbers, and he has lectured on reducing those numbers using vaccines. I mean, people have played that audio until it's worn out, I think, right, Frank? So Gates's wealth has kind of enabled him to position himself in an influential role with the World Health Organization. And people who are aware that the World Health Organization has this long history of using vaccines to reduce populations before Gates got involved. But, you know, Gates becoming involved, you know, he's the perfect sponsor for their work. So we're going to take a look at this collaboration and what some of the results are. So you've got some abortion vaccines out there. People don't realize that they exist. And some people say, well, if they exist, they're not being used in America. Not so fast. The World Health Organization and the vaccine manufacturers have been testing abortion vaccines for decades in various parts of the world, including the United States. So even if Gates came on the scene in this dark side of science, you know, it was already rolled out and being implemented, okay? So therefore, the WHO has had a significant role in manifesting, really, the Gates-sponsored vaccines. So, and you know what? Money answereth all things. So Bill Gates has used his wealth to highly influence the medical community worldwide and has attempted to hide his influence in various organizations that all seem to have the same people involved, you know, in this intricate network, if you will. So things like Gavi, the World Health Organization, the Global Fund, various banks, the European Commission, you know, so he's involved in a series of people. Was it like half a dozen? I think it's less than a dozen people. They all seem to be on the board of directors on these places. So as usual, we want to follow the money. And in the last 30 years, Gates has contributed more than $28 billion. And no one contributes that amount of money and creates a spiderweb of agencies to work within if you weren't trying to build a legacy for himself. That's what I think this is. This is his ego. This is his legacy. And I think in his mind, he's convinced himself he's saving the planet and mankind from a big, awful mistake. I really do. So if you're on our newsletter list, by the way, if you sign up for the newsletters at thepowerherbs.com, just go to thepowerherbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for free. They are delivered by email. And in this week's issue, you're going to see this graph where Gates has been growing his influence in funding over global health. Okay. Starting back in the 90s, where he was contributing roughly, I don't know, $1 billion. And now, you know, he's well over almost, he's getting up to the $30 billion area. So, you know, in 30 years, you know, this is how it's been going. Let me read you this quote by Julia Belzulis. She wrote an article in Vox in 2015, and she said, "The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation was the largest philanthropic organization in the world, giving $42.9 billion annually. And much of this has been directed towards health initiatives." She says their foundation helped to set up the Gavi Alliance to boost immunization rates and the Institute of Health to evaluate the big data metrics on how vaccines have impact. And then also this is a quote from Pablo Ellsberg. He's with Georgetown Public Policy Institute. He says, "We have foundations with huge assets that are larger than 70% of the world's nations making these health decisions about public policy without any public discussion or political process." So you've got a bunch of wealthy people that have set themselves up in these organizations that have power and authority, and they're writing the rule book, you know, and the politicians just go along with it. So what highlights the financial significance of Gates is the in 2019, Gates was listed, get this, Frank, as the second largest sponsor to the World Health Organization with $531 million. That's more than what the United Kingdom pledged to pay the World Health Organization. And he was second only behind the United States. The United States was the largest sponsor. But then President Trump removed the U.S. from the WHO, which made Gates more valuable to the World Health Organization. So the wealthy, the wealthy that Gates rubs elbows with, they all agree that it's up to them to deal with this out-of-control global population to protect their industries, their society, and their environment. See, they're protecting man from an awful mistake, and that's populating the planet. What these guys don't understand is that the very first command God gave man was be fruitful and multiply. And God reserved dominion of man for himself. So Gates and all these rich guys, they're stepping on God's, you know, arena. They're stepping on his inheritance. They're robbing him, or attempting to. So God's not going to be mocked. there's a big judgment coming. So over 6 billion people on the planet are scheduled to be reduced to 500 million. That's their goal. That's what these people talk about doing. So the Gates plan is to tamp down new births with these abortion vaccines. And the one that has been very successful is the tetanus vaccine. Yeah, people have no clue that this vaccine will prohibit fertilized eggs from attaching to the uterine wall. So what the WHO and a lot of these foundations did is they made this vaccine and they ran out to Africa and they said, well, we got to give you a tetanus vaccine. We're going to protect you. But they only gave it to the females. And that kind of aroused suspicion. And some of the authorities in Africa had that vaccine tested. And that's when they found the protein in that vaccine that causes it to be an abortion vaccine. Of course, Gates and all those that are doing this, they don't call it an abortion vaccine. They call it reproductive health. Reproductive health. So these are the words of illusion. There's nothing being reproduced when you give somebody an abortion vaccine. So when you hear reproductive health, you know it's really about the opposite. It's a contraception and abortion treatment. It's to make you infertile. So abortion vaccines have been in use by the World Health Organization starting in 1972. Here's a quote from Dr. Gurseen Prasad. He's at India's National Institute of Immunology. He said this back in 1976. He says, abortive vaccines work by turning the immune system of females against their own pregnancy hormone, and the embryo fails to attach to the uterine wall, and she miscarries. So haven't you noticed teen pregnancies used to be in the news when I was growing up. It's not in the news anymore. Have you not noticed that? You know, back in the 60s and 70s, that's all the TV news at 5 o'clock talked about a lot of times, and newspaper. It's not there. So the school system is giving directives to send middle and high school female students, send them home with letters to the parents that their child needs a tetanus booster and they have 30 days to comply or the child can't return to school. So the tetanus vaccine causes infertility for a period of 7 to 10 years. Now, science is looking into making vaccines, this specific tetanus vaccine, into a recombinant DNA version because it cuts the cost of manufacturing it. So what will it do then? It probably totally rewrite your DNA so that nobody can reproduce. And what does the Bible say? God steps in, or, you know, we would make ourselves extinct. Right? So these wealthy globalist-minded people, like Gates, have the power to circumvent political and religious barriers regarding their population control agenda. Yep. If they want to, they can influence the Pope. Oh, yeah. What, Frank? And they can turn on and turn off the ability to procreate. Yeah, pretty much. You know, talk about trying to play God. Like I said, this is dangerous ground they're on. Because, you know, this is God's inheritance. That's what man is. Right? Yeah. You know, this is why the devil hates man. We're able to come together and recreate the image of God. You know, reproduce. The angels can't do that. What did you say, Frank? The same ground that they're on in the days of Noah. Yes, as the days of Noah, absolutely. So here's this legacy of Bill Gates. I mean, it's going to be a huge legacy, but it's not going to be the legacy he wants in the end. I mean, he's going to be known throughout eternity as the guy that tried to snuff out mankind. Absolutely. So, just making you aware, vaccines are a vehicle, and they're not what you think they are. Okay, scrutinize everything. Do your homework and research on it all before you roll up your sleeve and agree to take stuff. Really. People make assumptions, Frank, that medicine is just so smart and they know everything. Well, I think they know enough just to be dangerous. I think that scientific medicine and some of the practitioners in it, some out of ignorance and some not, well, you know, aren't doing their due diligence. I mean, if I can find this stuff in medical journals, your doctors can, your pediatricians can, you can. You can go out there on the internet and look up these journal articles. It's all there. It's been published. It's in your face published. They're kind of in your face with it. Ha-ha, this is what we're doing to you, but, you know, people are kind of in the dark because they don't think. They just assume. Don't assume. Don't ever assume. Because it's going to be very detrimental in the end for you to make an assumption like that. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they do have some herbal formulas that are very good for the human reproductive system, the endocrine system. Now, this is not, hormone replacement. That's for scientific medicine to deal with. The herbs feed the body nutrition so it can balance and heal itself and make the hormones that are in the right amounts for you and so forth and so on. So, A, I would personally stay away from the vaccines. And B, if you're trying to, you know, start a family, you know, make sure you get healthy. Do your cleanses, do your immune support, and do the herbs that feed the reproductive cycle so that you can improve your chances of conception. And I've seen it over and over and over again, Frank. People will say, I can't get pregnant. They're all upset. I'm like, well, don't fret. You know, God has a promise, and his promises are herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. He can heal that part. and you don't have to worry about it. So people are just amazed, you know, by that when it works. They're kind of like, you know, it worked. Well, of course it did. God promised it. He created all these herbs. He created you. He knows what your body needs. Why would you be surprised? Well, it's because we've all been kind of brainwashed about science, you know. And I encourage you folks to try to find Dr. Truott's book, History of Medical Science, or was it a DVD presentation? I can't remember. But anyway, I would go to MotherEarthMinerals.com and ask them if they still have that publication on the history of medical science. Interesting presentation. I mean, you'll be amazed what it digs up. People don't understand modern medicine's roots are in the Muslim world. That's where they are. The Muslim world and highly influenced Babylon. And they were into witchcraft and sorcery and alchemy. And Dr. Ott traced it all the way back to Babylon. And that's the roots of modern medicine today. Now, I'm not saying all modern medicine's bad. I think trauma care is a necessity. But this other stuff, like your vaccines, drugs for life, not healing a thing, just managing your symptoms, that's bad. That's the illusion of healthcare when it's not really healthcare. That's bad. So we need to be discerning. We need to be wise. And, you know, tread carefully on anything that you're doing, because what you put in the body matters. You know, in artificial infections, that's what a vaccine is. And I heard that terminology from Dr. Anthony Norris, who was the former chief of virologists of the FDA back in 1976. An artificial infection. Interesting description. Well, Dr. Morris, why would you say that? Because vaccines aren't what you think they are. They're there to seed the body with disease, so there's a continuous generational line of patients for the drug companies and for this big corporate infrastructure called healthcare. So it's a corporation. Yep. And it's run by accountants. Hospitals are run by accountants, not by doctors. Accountants make decisions there. I worked in hospitals. I should know a little bit about that. Okay, so I'm going to get off my soapbox, but call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get their free catalog, get empowered. There's herbs for men in the reproductive system, and there's herbs for women, and God said they're here to heal you, and he can't lie. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. We're going to take a little break, but we have more on the other side. We'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask, robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thank you, Frank. Awesome stuff, Frank. Oh, the awesome sauce of yesteryear songs. I love it. Thank you, Frank. Well, we're going to be talking about some coughing viruses because, you know, I've talked about them kind of lingering. Now they're back, and they're coming back pretty strong. We've been talking about this for a couple of years now. They tend to kind of crop up. And what I've seen in the history of it, they crop up around the flu season. But now people are kind of reporting having it. I talked to a lady who had a cough for like, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, and I'm like, man. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. People need to be aware. There's alternatives. They're very strong. Please don't think herbs are weak, impotent, can't do a thing for you. Least I remind you, before the drug companies made synthetic drugs, they always took potent elements from herbs to synthesize and make their products with. So, and they had to isolate and strip and change in order to patent it. Can't take God's copyright, see. So if herbs were not any good at all, like medicine says, they're not going to do anything, then why were they using it in medications that they made? And if you go back, into some of their physician registry books on the 1900s, 1920s, you would see they were very much using herbs for things and doing pretty well. So, but let's get to this coughing virus. Now, way back in 16, I was reporting on this kind of surge that I saw across the United States that involved this kind of hacking cough. Most of it was dry. Some people reported some production or sputum, but most of the people said, no, it's a dry cough. And they couldn't get it resolved. Prescriptions doctors gave them, steroids, nothing worked. Okay? So the drugs really didn't do anything for the patients. And they reported to their doctor that they still have their symptoms. And all they could give them is cough suppressants and tell them to go use over-the-counter decongestants if necessary. So the doctors were at a loss as to know what to do. So patients were kind of at their wits' end when you go more than 4 weeks, and obviously we've said some people went more than 4 years with this persistent cough. And many were trying to work, run businesses, clearly in the midst of a respiratory illness that no doctor could cure. So medical physicians really don't know how to support a body's immune system with nutrition and herbs to counter things like this. So they use drugs to suppress and control function, but they just can't figure out how to help the body deal with it. Now, scientific medicine has for a long time been kind of useless against viral infections, and they tell patients to let the virus run its course. Remember when you were growing up and you heard that, you know? And really, the word virus is a generic term for we don't know what you got, you know? And a lot of times, you know, parents take kids to pediatricians and they have an ear infection or some sort of infection, but they don't test it as an infection. They make an assumption that could be virus. So they give them an antibiotic that will do absolutely no good. So smart patients know that, you know, I'm sorry, smart patients know, not small, but smart patients know that nutritional elements help shorten the duration of an illness. I'm just amazed. Virologists know this, but of course your general practitioners and a lot of other people in medicine, because they all go into specialties, not everybody studies immune system though. And doctors typically don't get a whole lot of immune system unless you're a virologist and you go into that specialty. Virologists will tell you, don't take an aspirin or a Tylenol or acetaminophen to lower a fever because it shuts off the immune system. But how many doctors do you know that tell you when you got the flu, you got the aches and the, you know, the fever, oh, you're so uncomfortable, take a Tylenol. Well, what happens is when you get a fever, it means your immune system has released antibodies floating around the body, the blood system, to kill the infection. So when you take a Tylenol or an aspirin to tamp down the fever, you shut off the antibodies doing that. Any virologist worth his salt will tell you antibody production is temperature specific. You have to have a fever 101 or you're not making antibodies. And that should tell you something about vaccines. If you get a vaccine and don't develop a fever, did you develop an antibody? No. Aren't vaccines supposed to help you develop antibodies against the disease they just injected into you? That's the story we get. But I know that's not the right thing. That's not the correct information. But how many people just don't want to believe that? But okay, so if you want to get over the flu in a couple of days, I've talked about this before, Frank. If I get a flu, family member gets flu, family member of mine, they're over the flu in 2 days. Because they work with the immune system, they keep the fever wet, they keep hydrating, and they take a few warm baths a day to alleviate the achy feeling. They take immune support herbs, and they're usually back to work or school in 2 days. So this thing about febrile seizures is so rare, but that's what doctors scare parents into. Oh, you gotta lower that fever, or your child will have a seizure. That's rare. Usually those type of seizures happen if you have head trauma or a vaccine reaction. Rare that a fever would do that. And, you know, typically most people don't go over 102, you know, when their immune system's working on flu. Well, so basically you want to help your immune system make antibodies. The antibodies code the pathogen, and your immune system remembers it, and it has adaptogen cells. So later it can adapt those antibodies for viruses that are similar. So, but when you shut off your immune system, it's not doing that. It's not doing that. Antibiotics shut off the immune system, so you're not making antibodies for all those bacterial infections you've encountered. You're not creating a library of antibodies, so your immune system is smart. So, now I'm not saying, you know, you shouldn't take antibiotics, period. I'm just saying be wise. Overuse of antibiotics have really put us in a hard place. We have drug-resistant stuff now. So in the big picture, we're worse off. So, we're going to take a look and see what we can learn about this mystery cough that's kind of circulating in its back. Now the coughing bug kind of started to be a problem in the fall of 2016. That's when I started to get calls kind of swept across the United States from West Coast to East Coast. And you could see, you know, with holiday travel, that's where it went. Now it seemed to kind of hitch a ride when people were traveling for the holidays, and it spread very quickly, you know, especially on airplanes. So my phone was ringing, people complaining. They went multiple trips to the doctor. They went to the pharmacy. No avail against this cough from hell is how they described it. So this was really no ordinary cough. People were coughing constantly for weeks and months. And just imagine the fatigue you would have from that. And it was such a problem that it caught the eye of researchers at Wales in the UK, where they concluded that antibiotic treatments were a waste of time, and thousands of British people were plagued with the same cough. It was reported that the Queen wasn't immune to the thing. Well, coughing is an irritant. There's something irritating the pulmonary, and there's a cough. There's a pathogen there irritating the cough, creating that cough. So the scientists at Cardiff at Vale College in the UK, they reported there was little doctors actually could do to help the patients relieve their symptoms of this prolonged coughing, except maybe to tell them to go rest and drink lots of fluids. So they even discouraged patients at that point from seeing their UK doctors because there was nothing really the doctors could give them. And it would just be a wasted appointment, and those appointments needed to go to other people waiting for treatment. So that's that socialized medicine over there, that national system where you wait for appointments, and they can be quite long. So the British, well they pay about 20% of their income to the government healthcare system, which, you know, is practically bankrupt. Where does all this money go? Well, politicians scam it. That's what they do. So follow the money. You got to be real about it. Follow the money. Right, Frank? Let's be just direct about that. I mean, if 20% of the U.S. population if the U.S. population had 20% of their income garnished from their paychecks to cover free health care in this nation, what do you suppose would happen? Somewhere along the line, there's abuse in that system, either by patients or from people running it. So, because it's the money. Follow the money. Now, let me give you an example. If we had healthcare in the United States, average person makes about $50,000, right? So they take $10,000 a year out of your pay to cover that system if we had one similar. And healthcare can't run on good feelings. They has to have money to operate, so it's never free. And obviously the British, they can't see their doctors when they want to, but they pay $27.40 a day anyway. All right, let's talk about this cough. What the heck is it? Well, there have been lots of patients asking their doctors, what is this? It's persistent. It's lingering. I'm coughing for months here. I need relief. Scientific medicine calls this pathogen an adenovirus, a primate virus. So this virus is causing a lot of discomfort. People aren't getting sleep, abdominal soreness from coughing, and they're saying it came from monkeys. So in July 2013, the University of California in San Francisco reported on a virus now infecting humans and causing cold and flu-like symptoms, along with hard-to-get-rid-of cough. The research team said that it was a new virus from monkeys, and it first started to surface in humans in California in 2009. So there was a colony of monkeys in California that scientists were working with on regarding viral infections. And they were cross-infecting these monkeys with viruses, and three developed a respiratory cold illness. They were developing antibody serums and testing it on the sick monkeys, which worked at clearing the infection in about 12 days. So they were successful in developing a virus that was able to infect primates at UCSF Abbott Viral Diagnostics and Discovery Center. And this work somehow exposed humans to this virus. It escaped. So you can check out a statement from the lead scientist in the study. His name is Dr. Charles Chu, assistant professor. He said, "This study raises more concerns about the potential of unknown viruses to spread from animals to humans. We do not understand the full extent of viruses that exist in the world and their potential to cause outbreaks in human populations." Boy. What, Frank? So another lab released a bioweapon. Yeah, you could look at it that way, I guess, yeah. So what sickens the animal kingdom is being transformed to sicken the human kingdom, and it's on purpose. It takes millennia for viruses to evolve and kind of jump the gap from human to animal. It takes a long time. God has an order of things, and man is manipulating that to make sure that they have more and more viruses to treat people with, because they're going to make vaccines to give to you. So SARS, COVID, MERS, these are all zoonotic pathogens that were developed by science. Yep. These were nothing, you know, God put into play. This is man's doing. And so Dr. Chu and his team in 2008 discovered a different adenovirus called Cimmerian Adenovirus C, or your monkey virus, and that made baboons sick and some of them died. And at the time, some of the scientists became ill with the respiratory infection, and they found that they had developed a monkey virus which infects humans. So what all this means is that science is looking for new ways to create infectious pathogens in humans, and have turned these infectious pathogens from animal kingdom to human. So this study of zoonotic disease is very popular in science, and they're harvesting these viruses, these bacterias, and even parasites from animals, from fowl, bats, pigs, camels, primates. And currently, science has selected viruses to be transmitted to humans and included them in your influenza vaccines. So what's really interesting about the adendo species is that they are known to replicate with little to no mutation. So why is that important? Well, with few mutations in pathogens, science states it lends itself to what is called infection-enhancing performance. So could this be why science is using adenoviruses to create more diseases for humans? I think it is, and because it makes it easier to replicate the virus and mix it with human genes, creating new strains of viruses for humans to become sick with, and then new vaccines to be manufactured and sold. And this is all according to Dr. Chu. Dr. Chu goes on to say, combination of distinct virus species or strains can give rise to new viruses that are more pathogenic or that infect across species. And this applies to DNA viruses as well as RNA viruses. And here we are with the COVID RNA vaccine. Well, you know, we reported on this in 2016, right? And here it is, fitting in so nice. It just lines right up. They want to do more virulent strains. Dr. Chu has pointed out science is making more virulent strains of human adenoviruses, and this is how they're doing it. They take the virulent strain of the primate adenovirus, and they combine it with another milder strain of a human virus. So Dr. Chu states that he thinks this is how the simian adenovirus outbreak happened in Texas. So, which human virus strain? Well, according to the UK scientists at the University of London and Professor John Oxford, the viruses that is causing the constant cough is an adenovirus microbe combined with human strains of pneumonia, bronchitis, and gastroenteritis pathogens. Well, isn't that interesting? That's a real nice witch's brew, isn't it, Frank? So this is quite the feat for a virus to capture three human viral strains without mutating, isn't it, Frank? So here is the kicker on this adenovirus causing such illness and coughing. It's capable of surviving our body temperature by creeping into the lower lung, hanging out there, even if other symptoms have lessened, and this is causing this long-term coughing. You may get rid of it for a few days and it comes back. So what are patients told by their doctor? Dr. Oxford says, stay home, stay indoors. The cold air stirs the cough reflex up. Wash your hands a lot. Uh-huh. Well, they can't do that for years. Let's see. U.S. Center for Disease Control said May 2017, outbreaks of adenovirus infection are not common in the United States population. However, outbreaks that have been reported usually involve respiratory illness and conjunctivitis or inflammation of the eyes. Outbreaks are more common in late winter, spring, and early summer, but can occur any time. End of quote. So not practical advice for people to stay home all the time for weeks or months on end, coughing their heads off. Patients are also put on alert by medical science stating, hey, the coughs, if they last more than 21 days, could be something such as tuberculosis or even lung cancer. Gee, me crickets. Well, let's look at this old wives' tale. The folks that I've talked with had, you know, taken their physician's advice and they didn't improve. Now, some say they tried some vitamin C and some zinc supplements with some old wives' tales, you know, honey and lemon, soothe the cough. It gave brief relief, they said. Now, something like this is really going to take not one or two things. It's going to take a combination of things. But let's just really cap here. How many adenoviruses are they? Well, the CDC says there's over 50 different strains. There's adenoviruses 3.4 and 7, which cause acute respiratory viruses that spread in winter. They actually spread those viruses with lake water, streams, swimming pools, and even those without chlorine. Those are the ones they infect. Adenovirus 14 is an infection that the military got with respiratory illnesses, probably from vaccines they were testing. Adenoviruses 8, 19, 37, and 53 and 54 cause epidemic-level conjunctivitis. Acute inflammation of the cornea and the conjunctiva, so you risk your vision. Adenovirus 40 and 41 cause gastroenteritis in children. So the CDC has posted a chart on adenoviruses and how it impacts the United States, and you want to keep in mind many more cases have never gotten reported because doctors are not recording and reporting cases properly. All right. So according to the CDC, adenovirus is very resistant to chemical disinfectants, and they're often on surfaces you touch, doorknobs, gas pumps, phones, keys. Some of the symptoms people experience are head cold, runny nose, cough, sore throat, headache, flu-like symptoms, digestive upset, red eyes, skin infections, croup-like symptoms, pneumonia, bronchitis, and the virus can infect tonsils and even adenoids. Now, here's the thing about a vaccine. The CDC is saying that adendo vaccines, they have them. They developed them for types 4 and 7. developed in the United States for the military. They've been using that since the 70s. Recruits were injected with these viruses from 1970 to 1999. The new oral version was created and approved by the FDA in 2011, and it used it on the military as well. The U.S. Department of Defense recommends the vaccine for all recruits that enter basic training. However, enlisted, they get the vaccine from adenovirus 17, and they get something else, I guess, the enlisted guys. So there is warnings that come with these vaccines. Avoid if you're allergic to vaccine components. Avoid if you're pregnant or nursing. Avoid becoming pregnant within 6 weeks of getting the vaccine. Avoid if you're younger than 17 years of age. Avoid chewing the vaccine tablet and swallowing it whole. Instead, avoid the vaccine if you're sick. Viruses of the vaccine often shed off in human stool up to 28 days after being vaccinated, so you're contagious. Avoid if you're HIV or AIDS positive. Avoid if you take immune suppressant drugs for organ transplants or for lupus, and avoid if you're taking cancer treatments. Now, some of the side effects of adenovaccine viruses are headaches, fever, upper respiratory tract infections, stuffy nose, sore throat, joint pain, abdominal pain, nausea, diarrhea, and coughing. Side effects are blood in stool and urine, pneumonia, inflammation of the stomach and intestines, allergic reactions, breathing difficulty, wheezing, hoarseness, high fever, severe stomach pain, paleness, weakness, fast heartbeat, dizziness, and on rare occasions, death. So this is pathogen warfare, like Frank pointed out. So what we do at Apothecary Herbs, for those that report they have this cough they can't shake, we use thyme tincture, has a germicide in it that gets the pathogen. We use Typhoo oil to disinfect and shrink swelling of the airway. We also use our anti-inflammatory herbs and some of our immune support herbs. So we got a whole list of these things at thepowerherbs.com. If you have questions, give us a call, get a free catalog. Always ask questions. Be smart out there. Do your homework on stuff. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Outside the U.S., 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. The website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where healthcare options just became endless. Take the power back. They are still in the throes of their Mother's Day sale, so you'll save 20% on orders of $50 or more. Some restrictions apply. Details are on the homepage, or give them a call and ask about how you get the discount. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Please seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.